Welcome to the OFX podcast. I'm Dave Claxton. Along with me, as always, is the puny personification of physical power, Bethany McChesney. If you're listening, you can't hear me do the eyebrow thing. I was doing some eyebrow raising. You know, anyway, we have a great guest coming up, and this is really going to be more of a, well, it's a deca-centric show, or a very hybrid racing deca-centric show. But we wanted to talk a little bit because there's tons of, everybody's doing a Spartan World Championship preview show. We're not going to do a whole show to that because everybody else is doing it and we are different. But we're going to do a little bit right now and just talk about it and kind of go with our picks because everything is changing. Mm-hmm. So you were just saying a couple people who were out that weren't out a little while ago.
Yeah, so found out today. So Zuzana is out. She just posted today that she will not be there, and she would have definitely been a podium contender. She's been having a great season of racing. And then we have Ryan Woods, who's out as well. Also, again, I would say up there in the mix. Yeah, and then from Canada, Ariel Fitzgerald has decided also not to go based on some work scheduling stuff. So with what's going on in BC right now. So yeah, those are some three big names that are not coming. And then Faye Morgan also, it seemed like she could not get her test done in time. So yeah, just complications with traveling right now. I've scratched a few people off. I don't know why Zuzana is not on the list, but nevertheless, she's not there.
Now, you got to imagine a similar thing, right? Trouble traveling. And like just a really quick kind of veer off to the side here. That makes me really scared for High Rocks in January. Like even just getting down there with all the testing problems. And then Amanda Nadeau had so much trouble getting back across the border recently.
I think though, if we can keep trips under 72 hours right now, it changes things.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the plan. Like I'm thinking drive across the border Friday, like around noon. It's about 4 hours from there to get to Chicago. And then kind of leave Chicago first thing Sunday morning, like, you know, 5 a.m. to get back across the border in time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I digress. So back to Spartan World Championships. So that said, quickly, we'll just run through it. Who do you have? Who are you picking for? Well, let's just do the podium because top five is getting really, you know, getting into it too much. But I know that for mine, and I'll go first, I guess, for the women, Zuzana was in my top five. Mm-hmm. So I have Lindsay to win. Mm-hmm. And I have Emma Cook-Clark to come second. And then I guess I was going to have Annie Doobie in fourth, but that will bump her to third. So yeah. That's the ones I have. I don't know about you.
Oh, I like your picks, actually. Yeah, so I would take Lindsay for the win. Mm-hmm. I think Emma Cook-Clark will probably be a close second. This might favor her as well. I think there is going to be some flat and fast sections. So with desert running, sometimes you get in these sections where the sand is also really compact. And I think if you're going to get some flat running, I think Emma might take advantage over Lindsay. And then we also have Faye Stenning in this mix too, who has been training specifically for this one. I know she's put in a solid 3-4 month block leading up to here. So I think there's going to be a battle then for that third place. And then we have Alex Walker in there, Ashley Heller, and Casey Monroe, who are also kind of in that mix. So I think that third place position is going to be really well contested.
Sarah Kyes as well.
Oh, she's there too. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and she's an ultra person, right? The longer, the better. And this is going to be a grueling battle. So, yeah. And then, I mean, it sounds like we're ignoring kind of the European content, and I'm not, I just think that the three particular women I picked, I just think are the ones that would be up there. I originally, like I said, had Zuzana there, but you know.
Yeah. And we don't know, we don't see, the UAE racing scene either. And they do have a fairly big Spartan scene, and they've had a circuit going where in races in Dubai and the UAE. And so there's going to be names that show up too that we've never seen before.
I think that's kind of the cool part too.
Yeah.
It's going to expose a lot of us. I mean, yeah, Jack Bauer knows them all, but the rest of us don't. And it'll be good. It'll be enlightening, and we'll be expanding our horizons and educating our souls and such like that. All right. So you didn't say, so you got Lindsay, Emma, and you got to pick a third.
Okay. I'm going to put Faye in third.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I digress, but we'll see.
So then for the men, and I think for the men, it's the biggest question is right off the top. Which way do you go? One or two?
John or Ryan.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to go with Ryan, and that might be a heart pick over a head pick, but I think this is the one time he's going into Worlds where he hasn't just done anything major league. He's not beat up from something.
Like, you know, Fiji or
some 100-mile race or whatever else he has just done. He's actually should be very fresh by his standards.
Yeah.
And I do think his ability to adapt is huge. And obviously he's got that great engine. So, I mean, I don't have to justify picking Ryan. I mean, it's Ryan, and bet against him is very foolish oftentimes. But that said, and then I will say like 1/10 of a second behind John Albin. And for no reason, I cannot logically say why one over the other. Just I think Ryan's due, and he's gonna take it. And the third place becomes way more of a question. And that is really tough, really, really tough. And wow, that's where, you know, somebody like a Sergey Prelin or Albert Soleil, do those guys figure in? Wow. You know, okay, you tell me who you got one and two, and then I'll go back to my third because I'm still hovering.
Yeah, I am going to pick Ryan also. I know he is done finishing second at Worlds. Mm-hmm. And I think he's really dialed in on Abu Dhabi. I know he even bought a sauna to adapt to heat. I just think he's really, really focused in on this. We haven't seen John Albin as much in the obstacle racing in general over this past year. So, and that doesn't mean that he hasn't been. We basically know what people post. So I just don't know what John Albin's been doing, but I think Ryan is really focusing on this. So I'm going to put Ryan first, John Albin second, and then I'd really like to put a Canadian in third. So I'm going to put Jesse Bruce, who's had a really awesome training block. And we saw him race a few times. In Canada, and he looked really fit at Blue Mountain. So I'm going to put him in third.
You know, what's funny is I just listened to today to Rich Ryan, the Reinforced Running podcast, fantastic podcast with Rich Ryan. And he had Jack and he had Bracken on. They were doing their snake draft, which is, again, one of the best shows out there. I love listening to when they do that. And nobody picked Jesse Bruce. And that was through like 10 picks each. So I'm not sure they even knew he was going. Mm-hmm. So that one might sneak by you guys. And you know what? I am totally going to copy you, and I'll go with Jesse too. And it might be a hometown homer pick, but who the hell cares? So
yeah.
Also, some more Canadians going, and we wish the best of luck to Sean Stevens Whale, Austin Azar, and anybody else going. I'm sorry, I just don't have a ton of names of Canadians that are actually going.
So also Bryn Friesen will be there, another Canadian female.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was a podium finisher at some of the races in Blue Mountain. Recently, very new to the Spartan scene, so she'll be there. So we have about, as far as I know, we have 4 Canadian women and then about 6 Canadian men. So,
you know what, like you said, new to the Canadian Spartan scene too, with her, and I don't know if she's new, but I see Margaret Jessen doing really well. Our pal Brennan Neely's, you know, jumping in there. There's a bit of new blood too. I mean, not as much as maybe down in the States, but but some good ones coming up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that is basically our take on the World Championship. Can't wait to watch it. And remember, it is on Friday, not Saturday.
The weekend in the UAE is Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, and Spartan Instagram has said there will be coverage on YouTube, like a live coverage, and also highlights on Instagram. But I don't really know if that's going to happen or not. It may or may. So yeah, do your best. Okay, so you'd be good at this. What time? Because they're starting 3 p.m. local time. I believe the men's wave is going off. What time would that be for us?
Okay, so they don't do daylight saving, so they would be, so that's a really early morning for us. It's either 8 or 9 hours.
Okay. All right. So
yeah,
it'd be a great way to get up in the morning. Get up in the morning, do your run, watch some Spartan from UAE. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
So like we said, this is like going to be a huge DECA episode, and you are going to hear a ton of new stuff from Yancey that we were told we could not release until they released it. So you're going to get some extra details about the DECA series, the DECA championship, the DECA fire. Mm-hmm. And what are the ones? There's a lot of stuff.
The new team event.
DECA relay. Yes. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of stuff. Yancey spills it all. So
yeah.
I guess that's a great title for this episode. We'll call it Yancey Spills It All. And here's our buddy, Yancey Culp.
I always need to be turned down. I never need to be turned up.
We have shockingly decent audio considering we do absolutely nothing to make sure of it. It just happens.
Awesome.
So we got the one and only Yancey Culp, DECA mania, DECA crazy. You got a lot of stuff going on. Like,
yes, sir.
We were just saying some of the things that I've recently just seen. You had DECA over in Spain.
That's right. The Tenerife. We had this DECA Strong Mile and Fit. The folks in Spain and everybody that visited had the great opportunity to earn their trifecta over there.
And I saw some friends doing one in Dubai.
That's right. We are growing beyond the United States of America.
That's crazy, man. Well, there's still not one up here, though. So we're still waiting very patiently.
Yeah, we would, trust me, we would be up there if things weren't so restricted as we were growing like crazy down here. But I promise it's coming, man. I promise.
Yeah, you understand. Like, I mean, it's still been crazy. Like, even for us, just to even go to the States now is still, there's so many hoops to jump through. And now to bring some form of an event up here is yeah, that'd be very, very difficult.
Don't forget, man. I was born in British Columbia. I still have dual citizenship. I love all of you up there. And when we have our first event in Canada, it will be a special place. This will be a special time for Yancey.
Awesome. So you've got some new stuff going. Like I did see, actually, why don't we start first with, you have this thing going on for December, kind of like a challenge with the machines and everything.
That's so funny. I didn't even put that on my notes. I'm glad you brought that up. We have a lot of stuff coming up. So at DECA, what we do for our affiliates, which we now have over 100 affiliates in gyms, studios, clubs, and boxes across the United States, and even some overseas, is a lot of people think of the affiliates as that's where you go to do your DECA Strong or DECA Mile, which that definitely is one of the cool things about being affiliated. We call bolting us on. But we also put together awesome challenges. We had the DECA Strong double a while back where teams of four, you know, we take everything in every zone and we double it, the reps, meters, and the cows, and you tackle that as a team of four. And that was a huge success. This one is called Members versus Machines. It's our four zones that use the machine, zone 2, 5, 7, and 9, the rower, the ski erg, the air bike, and the tank. Same thing, a team of four. It could be a female team, a male team, or a co-ed team, two males, two females. And you attack those four zones one after the other. Like, Dave, if you started it, then Bethany went next, and then I went, and then the fourth person team, as fast as we can get through those four zones. When that fourth person finishes the tank, that's when our time finishes. So a lot of cool strategy involved in that one, where you place your people. And, you know, so what we're looking at with this concept, you know, you think we love, and I'll be honest, sometimes we lean on some of the greatness that CrossFit has done.
Yeah.
They created arguably one of the largest fitness movements the world's ever seen. So what we're doing with DECA is, you know, you have the Frans, the Cindys, the Murphs, and those things. What we want to do, more of a team-focused thing, is you look at the DECA Strong Double, you look at Members versus Machines. Fast forward 3 or 4 years from now, we now have 15, 20 of these awesome team competitions. And you're like, oh, remember when they did Members versus Machines back in 2021? Let's lean in on that one again. So you kind of take on that Murph, that Fran, that Cindy, some of those big wads that everybody knows about. Well, now from a team concept inside our affiliate gyms across the country and eventually the world, you know, you can lean in on some of these awesome challenges. And Spartan Ram teams with us, and the gym that brings the most, gets the most engagement, they get a really cool Spartan Ram, gold Spartan Ram trophy. Some of our other sponsors will give prizes towards our top teams for male, female, and co-ed teams. So we provide a ton for our affiliates. And this is just one of those many things that we lean on periodically to kind of ramp up the excitement and the engagement with the members of that gym. Another opportunity for them to put on a fun event. This they normally last a month. In this case, it started Thanksgiving Day and it runs through midnight New Year's Eve.
I love the team things. I've always about the relays. Relays are a blast. Like anything like that, I always find it so much more fun to compete as a team. It just,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
you know, as long as one member of that team is a member of that affiliate gym, the other three members can be recruited from out in town. Friend, family, coworkers, and neighbors can come join that team. So it's a really cool lead generation tool for our affiliates.
They're bringing the ringers.
That's right, man. You know, I'm going to.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would love to do that. I love the team. Just before you came out, we were actually talking about, and just slightly off topic, talking about the team event in Spartan and in Dubai. And just, we were excited about a couple of the Canadian teams going over now that we've heard about. And we're like, oh, well, I hope they get some good coverage on that. I want to see the team thing happen there.
Oh, I just talked with Alex, one of my clients. David Magida and Mark Gaudet.
Oh, that's a good team.
That's a badass team, man.
All right. So we know of two Canadian teams. So you got Lindsay Ryan and Jesse Bruce.
Oh, that's salty right there. And then, man.
Emma Cook Clark, Austin Azar, and Sean Stevens Whale.
Ah, oh, that's a salty team, also.
Yeah, they're a very good team. So we're excited.
Remember 2019, that team competition in Tahoe was, I was there. It was amazing, that competition. So hopefully this is, I'm excited that we're going to have I don't think there's any way we'll have as strong a field as we've had at some of the last two or three years of world championships. But to know that we're going to have a lot of good names really gets me excited.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be a good event. And a lot of the good European influence stuff and stuff. Like, I mean, another quick side note, you know, go to Yancey Camp website, do your picks.
Yeah.
We freaking got it launched finally. Have you dug around? It is damn amazing.
I checked Jack it out. My score is a little low. I've filed an official protest. I'm a little upset. No, it's actually really good. He's bang on.
Yeah, we go into Jack is the technical brain of that. It's you guys would laugh so hard if you were able to spend just a tenth of the time on the hours and hours of conversations that we have beating that up and just coming up with all the cool data and formulas. And I kind of, where I come in is like, you know, you've got the computer and the tech brain, and you have to have a little bit of reality. And Jack and I both bring that. And we just beat it up until it's like, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. And I personally think we have it. When you talk about just leaning in on the data, you can't argue. You just can't, it's very hard to argue against where everybody ends up, because there's just so many formulas and we lean in on so heavily on the strength of schedule. And like, if, you know, if Bethany finishes 17 seconds behind Lindsay in a race, and then the next race, somebody finishes 5 minutes behind Lindsay, but they still get second. Well, Bethany's score is way, way better than the person that finished, you know, 10 minutes behind her. So, and that stuff, it's really cut and dry stuff. It makes good sense. And so we beat it to death. And what Jack comes up with is just magic all the time.
Yeah, just before we came on, I was telling Bethany, you got to jump in. You got to get your picks this time. You got to get on board, because I do it all the time and I'm terrible. I get destroyed when we do the picks and stuff. But yeah, the ranking system we put out for it as well. And if anybody listening, you know, especially our Canadian people that haven't caught on yet, check it out. We'll put up a link to it, and you can check your rankings and stuff like that. Then you can also do picks for Abu Dhabi and Spartan National. Yeah. There's lots of cool stuff and a lot. Very entertaining. Really get into that. I love. Oh, and this year he released, it was like how each race ranked as far as difficulty. So it takes into consideration what the race was like, as well as what the field was like, that race there, like the competition that went there. And it was,
yeah. I mean, you could, you know, we'll use Bethany as an example. Let's say she's at a big series race, and let's say you finish ninth. Mm-hmm. Well, that's, and you, the 2 weeks later, you could finish second at a race. Well, that ninth place race, because it was such an epically strong field, is a very powerful score, you know, compared to that second place finish at a much weaker field. And really being able to go back and see, you know, those top 10 races. Jack and I made posts last week about the top 10 male races of all time and the top 10 female races of all time. And there's some really surprising stuff. And then like the Chicago race in 2018, it's like, who thought that would be in the top 10 all time? But it was a stacked field.
Love it. So back to the DECA stuff.
Yes, sir.
You got some crazy stuff. And I didn't even know what this was. I heard about this online. And so that is my first question. What the heck is DECA Fire?
DECA Fire. Is that a real thing? Yeah. So, you know, think about, you know, when Jared and I were literally creating it from dust way back late 2019. Yeah. First off, everything had to be for all levels. Everything we created was going to be for all levels. All of our big events, training and testing with purpose, celebrating fitness, winning the caring game. So you had DECA Strong, DECA Mile, and DECA Fit. The only difference for the most part is, you know, Strong has no running. DECA Mile has the preceded by 160 meters of running before each zone. And DECA Fit is every zone is preceded by 500. So you come up with the two most common running distances just yep. about of all time, the mile and the 5K. There's a little barrier of entry though there. You know, you have to have the equipment. And you got to go, you know, you got to go to the gym that has the equipment, an affiliate gym. And we're like, okay, so check this out. I'm talking with Joe. And I'm like, Joe, Jared and I are like, what if literally the snap of a finger, that quick, millions and millions of people across the entire globe had the ability to do a Spartan race in their living room, their bedroom, their front yard, or the backyard? We're going to call it DECA Fire. But once it launches, millions of people, not thousands, millions of people will be able to complete our body weight 10 zone DECA challenge we call DECA Fire. Extremely gamified, very easy to judge the movement standards. We were meticulously focused on picking 10 zones that, you know, there's a million exercises out there, but 99% of them, you really can't judge the move. We picked 10 that were very, you know, from the well-rounded functional fitness perspective, easy to judge. So from our open leaderboard, the moment we launch, millions of people can test. They start their clock and they test it. We have a nice, a really cool video that where I'm at the gym and I'm showing you exactly how to set it up. If you have your body weight, a timing device, four cones or canned goods or books or rocks, whatever you have to mark with, and a measuring device, you can do DECA Fire. And I'll tell you, the way it's set up, if you can walk and you can breathe, you will damn sure find the finish line. So now, the moment it launches, we have the open leaderboard from your house, wherever, the park, you finish DECA Fire, you load it up on the open leaderboard. Now, we know that that's an honor system leaderboard, and it's gonna launch. It's going to take off, and lots of people are going to do it. And now they've done their first Spartan race at their home. But to get on the verified leaderboard, you do have to go into one of our affiliates and be judged, you know. And that kind of cleans up that open leaderboard a little bit, because if Johnny says, oh, I ran it in 11 minutes and 12 seconds, and that Johnny never makes it to the verified leaderboard, but Johnny talks a big game on those open leaderboard, that open leaderboard just doesn't pack as much punch as the verified leaderboard, meaning you went into an affiliate and you were judged by one of their certified fit pros, the gym owner, or the general manager, and they were the ones that loaded the mark into the verified leaderboard. So that's DECA Fire. It is the most low barrier of entry DECA test designed for every single human just about walking the planet, and to give that opportunity for people to test that just don't have the ability to, you know, to go to the Spartan race, go to the Tough Mudder race, even go to the DECA events, which are really low barrier of entry. It allows you, you know, when you have that start line and all the barriers of entry are completely vaporized, we're just giving a very large group of people the opportunity to test in a gamified manner and compare themselves to other people and then go to work and become a little better version of yourself and periodically test DECA Fire. I'm testing over 200 kids, marathon kids, working with the CEO of Marathon Kids. I don't know if you guys have that up in Canada or not. I think it's a it's relatively global. It started here, but it's in other countries as well. We're testing, doing a lot of cool things with Deck of Fire, with, you know, military fire, police, National Guard, middle schools, high schools, corporate or businesses, HR teams. And it just gives us another opportunity to activate DECA. And you know, remember that old Spartan map where it used to be the stadium, the sprint, the super beast, ultra climbing up the mountain? Well, now it goes like this. Picture us in, like, at the beach in San Diego, and we're DECA fires. You're sitting on the sand with your feet in the water. Elevation, zero elevation. Then we go DECA strong. We're kind of on the top of the beach. And then we have DECA mile. We're working up into the foothills. DECA fit, we're kind of climbing the mountain. And then it goes stadium, sprint, super beast, ultra. We've added four more things to that mountain.
So is what you're telling me that, and by having those two lists, so you're having, like you say, you're having a verified list and an open list. Are you telling me that all the people who have done 25-minute Murphs aren't serious?
No.
That, like, those people weren't, they weren't truthful?
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I love, you know, when you look at Hunters and Alec Blennis, by the way, that was an amazing performance. You know, when you have the whole damn thing on video.
Those are legit.
You know, but that creates an insane barrier of entry. What we've been able to do inside the gym with Strong Mile and Fit is create that judged experience where that judge literally walks down every single thing, and it's still not bulletproof, but, you know, it provides that awesome opportunity for thousands, you know, tens of thousands of people have now earned their verified Strong Mile or Fit mark. And, we just, at the end of the day, and I know, our crazy awesome leader, Joe, a lot of people don't realize this, but if he didn't have people guarding him, he would give everything away. I know he kind of has, it creates this different perception has been created. You know, people think differently, but trust me, I know the man. He is so giving when it comes to his business that you have to kind of rein him in. He would give everything away. He truly wants to, you know, on his gravestone, he wants that legacy to be that I changed and we improved the fitness culture. That's a hot mess. We improved it. And you know, with what we're trying to do with DECA Fire, it helps us get there. And to be able to say, hey, it doesn't cost a penny and you don't need hardly anything. And you can step up to this first Spartan start line and do it in your freaking bedroom or your front yard. That's kind of a cool thing. And it's an actual test. And everything else, for the most part, has a barrier of entry. If it's the money or if it's I got to go somewhere. We literally wanted to even vaporize those two. So
I have a question then, because we don't have any affiliates that I know of close to us. So is there not another option where we could get on that leaderboard by video submission?
I love that concept. Not right now, because I'm the ultimate transparent guy. The fact that we have that verified leaderboard, you got to go to the affiliates. We like that because it gets people in the door of that gym that they've never been in before. But we have talked about opportunities of, and this is something that's not set in stone yet, but opportunities for an SGX coach. Like, let's say there's an SGX coach in your general area, which I'm almost guaranteed there is.
Well, I am one.
You are one. So you having the ability to judge yourself. no, but that's actually something we've talked about to make it to where, you know, for some people that want to get in that verified leaderboard, where there would be other options. So long story short, you're going to do well at this test, Bethany. You're going to freaking crush this test. And I've probably tested about 75 people behind the scenes, like just beating it to death to make sure it's vetted out. And my best time is 6 minutes and 48 seconds. And it is the most painful 6 minutes and 48 seconds of your life. And I've tested enough to know that about 20% of the world will live sub 10. About 60% of the world will live 10 to 15. And then about 20% of the world will be 15 plus. You know, if we were to test 1,000 people, that's kind of that's 20, 60, 20 is where we would be. It's going to be a blast.
So when is this? When do you plan to release this?
January will be like that nice formal launch, but we've been teasing the heck out of it. I can't help it. I have to beg for forgiveness sometimes because I just tease things even if I've asked to tease. If I even have asked to tease it, Yancey's teasing. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds great. And I actually have a lot of faith that you guys will get good movements for that because when I did the DECA Open, the virtual one, you guys did a really good job of making the movements so that it was simplistic to judge, so that it was hard to really deviate and that one well. That's why I have a lot of faith that the movements you select will be very, you know, they'll suit it. They won't be, like you say, where you'll have to be so much judging, so much. And like we've seen in so many virtual competitions when you get into as well, we just did it with OCR Stars. You get into thrusters or squats where you have that things like that are a lot harder to judge.
You know what I'm going to do? Because you guys are so awesome and have me on periodically so we can talk about all this cool stuff. I'm going to shoot you my, it's classified right now. It's on YouTube, but it's unlisted. I'm going to shoot you that link so you two can go through the 10 zones and get yourself mentally and physically prepared to drop the hammer.
Oh, I'm excited.
That'll just be another way for me to win. I'll beat Bethany again. It'll be just
another. My ADD gets the best of me. If I forget, you remind me tomorrow and I'll send it to you. I promise.
So that's good. Now, I will say, and I love the idea. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. And I like the fact that, again, it's free. It's a way to promote the brand. It promotes fitness. It's out there and that's great. And I always like that stuff. One thing that I do here, and I think I know the answer to this question, but the one, I don't want to call it a criticism, but it's something where people have been asking is, we see on like Spartan Games and stuff where you do like the DECA heavies and stuff like that. Is that something you're ever going to bring out introduce that into the mainstream? Maybe not exactly the one you did in Spartan Games, but something along that lines where you know, we see some of the higher end athletes are, you know, and I know the whole point is DECA is for everybody, but is that a direction you ever think you're going to hit?
Yeah, 100%. There's a DECA heavy option that we've been working on behind the scenes pretty heavily. And we have a lot of stuff going on, so we haven't released it yet, but it would be that version of DECA that any of our affiliates can fully gamify and have a DECA heavy testing day. And it's just going to simply be that first DECA that's definitely not for all levels, where we repurpose some of the equipment in the zones at other areas. And then you would have to add a couple pieces of equipment that would just simply be a lot heavier. And, or like, for example, let's pretend, you know, a little hint, let's pretend we took those 60 pound dumbbells and put them down in zone one. And now you were doing your alternating reverse lunges with 120 pounds in your hand or 80 pounds in your hands. You know, if you were Bethany, those alternating reverse lunges would be ridiculously hard.
Oh yeah.
So again, when I talk about repurposing certain things, you know, like little simple things like that would dramatically increase, you know, dramatically reduce the number of people that could finish that. But I do think there's a need for that sometimes when your main focus is serving all levels and then you periodically throw out some fun stuff that would kind of wake up, you know, that one event where all the radical crossers like, dude, I'm jumping in that game. You know, that's kind of where we're DECA heavy. And I think when you watch the Spartan Games that happened last month, you're going to see, you know, some of the bigger, stronger bodies did really well. It was DECA heavy for sure. But there was definitely an aerobic piece to it as well. It was a good battle between all the athletes that we had there.
The other thing is I'm seeing like, I think back from the beginning, and you're seeing a lot of just the records dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping, just the score. I think it's a sign that people are very much starting to focus on this type of event and starting to really, really put all of their energy into it.
Yeah. On that. Go ahead.
I said, do you think it's still going to keep dropping more? How far do you think that's going to go down?
You know, when you look at Ryan Kent's recent time at DECA Mile, it just, you know, he trained Ryan. You nailed it. Ryan said, I am specifically training to set all three DECA records because I'll use the female DECA Strong leaderboard as a great example. It is littered. The top 10 marks, there are six females that have been to the CrossFit Games. Those six females, you're never going to see in the top 10 of the DECA Fit leaderboard. I shouldn't say never. I think someone might scatter into like 8, 9, or 10 mode, but it's So six of the top 10 females have been the CrossFit Games own DECA Strong. Well, when you add 5K of running, you know, Faye Stinning has the record. Mm-hmm. Faye Stinning's never going to be in the top 5 or 10 at DECA Strong. So you see this natural, and then, you know, the top 5 ladies in DECA Strong and the top 5 ladies in DECA Fit meeting DECA Mile, and it's like, coin flip, who's going to win that one? So, you know, that's kind of the middle of the road. But on the men's side, you know, and I do think there are a few females walking the planet and a few males that could take that Ryan Kent approach and say, you know what, I think I can set the record in all three. And, you know, you've got a Rich Ryan who's really strong at DECA Fit and DECA Mile, but his DECA Strong time is way off of a Ryan Kent's time. You look at Hunter McIntyre, you look at somebody like, you know, there's a few females out there. There's a few females that I know could give it a run for its money. Chris Roglowski's not too, she's pretty salty with all three of her times and, you know, in her DECA trifecta. So you nailed it though. There are a lot of people that are specifically training for DECA, for High Rocks, and these things, and some are training for both. And then they realize that, ooh, there's a pretty big difference. There's a pretty darn big difference in the two. And that was by design. You know, we love what they're doing and we're just, you know, we like to, this is how we say it. And I, again, this is transparent Yancy coming. We 100% designed it for all levels of fitness. And we say to the elites, if you want to join us, you can, but we didn't design it for you. But they all realize if you come in there and hit that as hard as you can, it is going to be one of the hard, all three of our marks and even DECA Fire. So now all four, it's going to be one of the hardest things you've ever done. We just don't have anything in there that wipes out 80% of the world, you know, with, and again, it was just by design. We, you know, our mantra in the same arena on the same day, using the exact same standards, everybody gets to come celebrate fitness. We got to talk about the series.
Yeah.
The 2022 DECA series. Do not let us forget that, man.
No, that's exactly where I was going, because that is something that actually I mentioned, I think the last time we talked to you, that I had hoped was in the future, was a DECA series, a DECA championship. And yeah, man, fire away.
Oh my gosh. We are literally a few days away from officially launching this. So if you go to DECA.fit right now, you will see that there are 8 DECA Fit opportunities next year. 7 regionals and then world championships in New Jersey in November. You'll also, if you look at our 100+ affiliates right now, knowing that we continue to scale every day, every week, we'll be somewhere around 200 affiliates at some point in time next year. We encourage our gyms to put on 3 to 4 DECA Strong and DECA Mile events a year, you know, approximately every quarter is kind of what we encourage them to do. To give a nice like 12-week gap in between. So we're going to have anywhere from 300 to 400 DECA Strong and DECA Mile opportunities next year as well. And then those 7 DECA Fits. So what will happen, you know, so we have elite, a competitive age group, and we have open. If at a DECA Fit event, let's start with those, the 7 DECA Fits. If you finish as an age grouper in the top 12 in your age group, you earn your spot for world championships. As an elite, if you finish top 12, and we're talking male or female on the age group side and the elite side, if you finish in the top 12, you earn your, you punch your ticket for the DECA Fit World Championships. Now, the cool part about it is let's take a Ryan Kent, for example, somebody that does really well in all three. And there's a lot of other people as well. And I could literally see Bethany, you know, qualifying for 2 or 3 events. At those, our affiliate events, the 300 to 400 DECA Strong and DECA Miles, if you finish top 12 when the qualifying season is over, which will literally be at midnight, the night of that 7th DECA Fit event, that's when qualifying season will end in 2022. At that point, if you're sitting in the top 12 DECA Strong, DECA Mile, or DECA Fit for age group, your 5-year age group block, and we use the exact 5-year blocks that Spartan uses. If you're sitting top 12, you've punched your ticket for DECA Strong, DECA Mile, or DECA Fit, any of them that you're sitting in the top 12. We'll also have... So that will be a 2-day competition at Worlds. 2 will be on one day and 1 will be on the other day. We'll also have open slots, kind of like the journeyman at OCRWC. You'll have your ability to, you know, you can sign up as an open competitor. It just, if you want to go be there and celebrate fitness with us. So you're talking about literally hundreds of age group heats. Because you're going to have male and female for every single age group. For DECA Strong, DECA Mile, and Deca Fit. And the cool part about it is it'll be a wave of 12. Like, let's say you qualified in Deca Mile in the top 12. And in my case, you're 45 to 49. It'll be you top 12 in that starting corral in the Deca Mile, and you all 12 go out together and you're competing. And that will be the same for Strong and Fit. Really gives us a cool opportunity to create some fun trifecta. What we're going to do for our trifecta in 2022 is at the end of qualifying season, let's say Bethany finished the year first place in Deca Fit. Well, she scores 100. Let's say Susie finished 6 percentage points behind her time of 34 minutes flat. Well, Susie would score a 94. So you take all the, that's how the Deca trifecta will work. It's so one like doesn't get weighted over the other. This year, to make it really simple, we just added your 3 scores together, but that weighs Deca Fit more heavily than Deca Strong. By going by who has the top time and then percentage points down, and you know Jack helped play a role in that.
Reeks of Jack Bauer.
Oh yeah, 100%. We're always talking Deca numbers. So let's say you scored a top time in Deca Fit, you 100. Let's say you had a 93 in Deca Strong and a 97 in Deca Mile. You'd add those 3 together, and that would be a trifecta score for the year. Another really cool piece of our 7 Deca Fits that are we call that the Deca Series races. Is starting at the Austin race, you now have the opportunity to sign up as a team. It's live on registration right now. And let me tell you, I think this concept is so freaking cool. So let's say it's Bethany and I on a team, the co-ed team. You have the opportunity to sign up as a male team, a female team, or a co-ed team. So we have the ability to divide and conquer the running in the 10 zones just about any way we want to. And I say just about because to prevent that high-level CrossFitter from recruiting that Olympic-level runner and them completely dividing the running in the zones, the very first 500-meter run and the very last, that 10th 500-meter run, you must run those two together. But every single other piece of that DECA, the reps, meters, and cals in the zones, Bethany and I could divide those however we want to divide them. You know, if I'm on a ski erg and I go to 250 and I literally pop off and she grabs the handles and she's going for 250. So in that case, you're going to kind of see some high rock similarities, but here's the cool piece. Now check this out. I want you to imagine, remember the old track batons,
yep.
The 4x4, the 4x1, the 4x2, you're going to have a track baton. So Bethany and I take off on that first 500 meter run. We're running with that. One of us has that baton. And then we come into zone one and let's say she starts off in the lunges. I'm holding the baton. You know, she's doing lunges at 15 mark, maybe I take over. Maybe she decides to do them all. Well, then let's just say I'm going to take off running next. We have 2 options as a team for that second 500 meter run. There'll be relay exchange zones out in front of zone 2. So I run the first 250 meters. I can hand off to her and let her take the next one, or I can run the whole 500 meters. And in that case, she would just stroll over and be waiting for me at the rower in zone 2. I would run the whole 500 meters in. And then the moment I come in the zone, she jumps on, she's doing the row. So as a running team, you have the opportunity to take the entire 500 meters yourself or do a relay zone handoff. And she does 250, I do 250. So really cool. There's so much strategy when you start thinking of that, like who do you recruit for your team? And when you think of the opportunity of, let's say, Lauren Stroud teaming with Maddie Jones, who's the CrossFit Games athlete who crushed it in New Jersey in Deca Strong. I think she has the second fastest Deca Strong of all time. You know, the strategy of Lauren Stroud and Maddie going together, Maddie's probably going to tackle 70-80% of the zone work, but there's going to be times, for example, when Maddie runs that first 500, she's going to come into zone one way more tired than Lauren. Lauren might actually take the lunges, you know, and then because some of those zones where you have to run, like coming into zone 10, you know, Maddie's coming in more tired than Lauren. Lauren may take the first 10 burpees and let Maddie recover, and then Maddie takes the last 10 burpees. So there's crazy amount of strategy that comes into place when you allow them to divide and conquer most of the running. Going to be a blast. So freaking geeked about DECA teams. We have teams signing up. You guys know Bill Brumbrack. He and his wife were the first team to sign up for the Austin team competition. So we're pumped about that.
Okay, so this baton thing. So when you're running, you have the baton, but when you're doing the station, you don't have the baton.
So picture the baton with the timing chip strapped right to the center. Okay. So it will, so the timing chip thinks it's just one person.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the zone sitting there. If you're on the rower, I'm just standing there with it. If you're the one that's going to run, you know, and you jump off the rower, I just simply hand you the baton. The main rule is that baton must always be out on that running track. You know, if I'm waiting in zone three for you, you must have the baton. And then it's basically just sitting with one of us as the other one's doing the reps, the meters, or the cows. And we might even, like, if you and I are on the tank together, you might take the first two down and backs, and then I take it and just hand you the baton. Now you got the baton. I'm finishing the tank. So it's just going to be a little bit of pass off with that baton. But I'm an old track geek. I thought it was so freaking cool. You know, think about that old silver baton that we had in track season, right? It's so cool. I love that. But anyway, I geek up about the small stuff, you know.
I actually, because my idea in my head just goes whirling about this. I'm the same. I'm like thinking about the strategy of it. And I do like that. This is the first kind of hybrid race where we've seen that where it's broke up where you can literally just in the middle of anywhere switch off.
Like, we love research and development to that point.
Yeah.
You know why we came up with we must at least require both to do some level of running? Because I'm the guy that likes to sit behind the scenes when we're developing something, and I'll talk with 50 athletes. I'm going to talk with 20 elites, 20 age groupers, 10 opens. I want to get all their opinions, right? And I can't remember who I was talking to because it was a lot of people, and they were like, oh, I'm going to recruit some Olympic-level runner, and I'll do all the zone work. And I was like, So now I was like, wait a second. Now that's not a great situation.
No,
because you know, I want everybody to have to, I want to work in more strategy, and I want, you know, I wouldn't want to, let's say if Ryan can't team with Rich Ryan, I wouldn't want a situation where, man, if Matt Frazier teamed with freaking Matt Centrowitz, number one, Centrowitz is not going to do any of the zone work and Frazier's not going to do any running. So it's like they don't get deckified. You know what I mean? Everybody's got to get deckified.
I would still like to see that though. Oh,
I was like, Matt Frazier could suck it up for 2 500-meter runs, yeah. But can you imagine a Centrowitz doing the rest of the running? It would look like just so. There's going to be a little bit of that. Like I thought of, you know, think of, like I said, Maddie teaming with Lauren.
Yeah,
that would be insane. So Maddie's attacking those zones with her heart rates fully recovered. And now, because Maddie's doing the zones, Lauren's sitting there recovered and she's getting ready to go do a 500-meter run. And she's leaving that zone with a freaking 80 heart rate. She's going to be running like a bat out of hell. It's going to be fun to watch. So it's really promoting, you know, the girls or any girl that goes sub 35, cyborg, any guy that goes sub 31, cyborg. With the right kind of team, you're going to see guys and girls teams running 4 to 5 minutes faster than that. So it's going to be so fun to watch.
Yeah.
So anyway,
before I forget, I want to go backwards just a little bit to the series thing. Then I'll go back to the team. So when you talk about the series, you were mentioning like 7 locations. So the way it works is it just you accumulate a certain amount of points at each location or... Because, I mean, we think sometimes a Spartan series, you have to do like 3 out of 5 races or something like that. So... how does it work for that? Do you just accumulate a certain amount of points?
It's even more fun than that. So let's say, well, I keep leaning on Bethany. Let's say she comes to Austin and Bethany's not a good example because she would probably be finished top 12 in the year. Let's say somebody finishes 11th in Austin.
Yeah.
Well, right now you've qualified for Worlds. Well, then the next deck of fit comes up and you're going to get bumped down. Now you're sitting at 15th. You got to go find another deck of fit to get your butt back up there in 12, get back to your training. So it's this revolving, ever-changing leaderboard on the strong, next deck of strong and deck of mile. There's tens of that. There's like 10,000 plus marks in there. So now you're going and you're constantly going back to that leaderboard. Cause think about right now, we have approximately 5 deck of strong and deck of mile events every single weekend.
Yeah.
So you might be a month out from world championships and you're like maniacally going to that leaderboard. Oh my God. Especially if you're on the bubble, But the good thing about that with Strong and Mile is every region of the country now, there's several events every single weekend. Almost there's one within driving distance of millions and millions of people all the time. So there's so many opportunities there, but you're on that bubble, you know, especially if you're a 10th, 11th, 12th spot, it's like, did I get knocked off? And if you get knocked off, you got to be looking for your next event if you're going to try to get back in that top 12. So that's a really fun, obviously we're going to have a ton of eyes on our leaderboards all next year.
So essentially every event counts then. Every event puts you in there. Okay.
Hey, pause for a second. I just thought something. I'm really excited about this because there are things, and you guys should lean in on this. There's a lot of stuff we're like officially talking right now that hasn't been launched. So next week or whenever this goes out, man, this is like breaking news coming from YouTube.
We'll hit it.
The
other thing, the question I had about the series too, when you talked about age group versus the whatever we'll call it, elite. So for example, me, I would be a guy who would be, you know, normally if I would go to a deck, I'd run in the elite group just even because that's just the way it works or whatever. Maybe I'll try the competitive. But if I wanted to qualify for age group for the championship and focus on that, that means I have to register for competitive for these events, right? We're not in elite.
So the way that will work, correct. For a deck of fit, when you register right now, there's three categories. You're going to register for elite, competitive age group, or open. Deck of strong, the only slight deviation is if there's 80 people that race at this gym event in Austin, you know, next weekend, they're all populating the same leaderboard.
Yeah.
But it works the same. If you're sitting in one of the top 12 spots on top of that leaderboard, it's just like racing elite. You sign up for elite with deck of fit and you got one of the top 12 marks. Now, everybody under those top 12 is going to be able to, by their name, it shows their age group. And then when they cue their age group, it pops up, oh, I'm 117th overall, but I'm second in my age group. I've punched my ticket as of right now. So did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Beth.
No, I was just thinking about the series thing too. So if your goal then is to make it to the world championships, you almost have to then have a plan and where you could go in those last few weeks leading up to it to get, if you're on that bubble of being that like 12th to 15th.
Yeah, there'll obviously be spot 1 to 8 or 9 is going to be pretty secured, but there'll be a few people in the bubble that are going to be planning and scheming. You know, if you're Ryan Kent, you're not even paying attention to it. You got your top 12 spot, but other people will. Another, oh my gosh, I just had a crazy point and I've lost it. Keep going. It'll come back.
All right. So, and like I said, so this, some people having maybe issue with this with being so many different things in so many different areas and seeming like almost, you know, the more you go to, the better off you're going to be, right? Is that the case or am I misunderstanding that? Or is it an accumulative point or is it still like when you say you're in the top 12, is that like a top 12? Let's say, for example, you and I are in the same age group, right? We do in the same age group. Let's say we go and we both do a deck of fit somewhere and you run a 35, I run a 36, whatever the case may be. And then you say, then there's another one and I get bumped down a little bit. Is that because the two events are combined or just my overall score might get beat?
No, because so I ran a 35 flat and you ran a 36. I had finished 11th, you finished 12th. Somebody comes back the next month later in West Palm Beach, they run a 35-30. They're now 12th and you go to 13th.
Okay. That's what I wanted to clarify.
So like Ryan Kemp, for example, you know, he's going to go run because there's big money. You know, you have the chance. I don't want to give the exact money yet. No. I'm just going to say it's for somebody like a Ryan Kent or Hunter McIntyre or any of the other ones that are just, they're cyborgs in the Decker arena. You're going to have the opportunity to stand on three podiums at world championships and they're all going to be, I love Spartan Death. You guys know that, but this is not about, hey, the beast is the machine. That's the big one. You know, we always end on the beast. The deck of strong payout will be exact as the deck of mile payout and the same as the deck of fit payout. So somebody's going to have the opportunity to win a lot of money because you're going to be on three podiums and that's pretty cool. And we're also going to pay out at the end of the season, you know, in kind of like in Spartan fashion, if you won the series, you know, our podium, the series, going into World Champions, you're going to get a little money there as well. You have a chance to earn money in three opportunities there going, just like we do at Spartan. Yeah, there's going to, you know, we're finally able to be semi-serious with this in 2022. Did that answer your question as far as the, you could go race all seven deck of fits and it doesn't matter. If you just raced one and you've got that mark that you set early in the season, you can try to knock that mark off all season, but that mark, you know, you may never get knocked out of the top 12 after that very first mark that you set if it's strong enough.
Yeah. So one shot can get you to the championship, but in the series, if you want to win the series, you have to go to the seven events, right?
Yeah.
Or not necessarily all seven, but
no, 100% not. No, you can win the series off of one event.
Oh, okay. Now
one, I understand. One event. And that was all by design. We know we really and truly, you got to remember DECA and probably 90% of the people that do DECA are coming from the fitness world, which is a much different world than not. And there's a lot of Spartans that I don't want to watch my words here, but there's a lot of Spartans that are general fitness world as well. But there's a distinct difference from the mud and the barbed and the obstacles and then just that general fitness community. A lot of our gym events, for example, probably 70, 80, 90% of the people that sign up for those weekend events, they don't even really hardly know what Spartan and Tough Mudder is. You know, they have a gym membership and they're trying to be a better version of themselves. And this is they're getting it. They're back in high school, they're an amazing athlete. They're a pretty decent athlete now. It's like, whoa, I found my new sport. And it just really allowed us to dramatically extend those bookends of Spartan and who we reach. And it's funny, a lot of people don't realize that we've had over in the last, since we launched DECA, there have been over 220 Spartan events inside brick and mortar gym, club, studios, and boxes across the United States of America. We call them DECA, but that they're Spartan races. And about 99 point something percent, last time I looked, have found the finish line. So it's just I like to say, we're going to get some of those people to the mud and the barbed wire and the obstacles inside of the mountains. But Spartan just really expanded their reach. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. And I don't even see that as a necessary end game. They don't have to get into the mountains. And just what they're doing there is plenty. It's just a different world. It's just a different thing. It's like, some people are running the 100 meter. Some people are running the 400 meter. They're all just running. It's just a different thing. I think it's great. I love the idea. I love the concept. Wow. I'm just trying to think, you know, I think in my age, I can make it. I think I could make that. I'll be there.
What are you, 40, 44?
45, 46 in December.
So I'm getting ready to leave our amazing age group. How it is, all of us, Bethany will realize one day, it's the coolest thing about age groups is that you don't mind getting older, because it's like I for the next couple of years, I'm going to be on the good end of that age group, man. And I'm pumped about that, you know? And that's the cool thing. We've had literally thousands of people that had no clue they were competitive. It's the tears we see every weekend from because they've never stepped up to a start line, or it's been their first start line since high school, or maybe the 5K they did when they were 20 and now they're 47 and they're overweight and unfit and they never thought they'd step up to a start line again. That's who this was designed for. And they realized, like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. I would have never thought about this, but I'm feeling myself getting competitive. And like Yancey, coach, I looked at the leaderboard. I actually went to the leaderboard to see where I stand in my age group. And I'm just like, yes, because that fact that you're now looking for your next event and it just, we flipped the switch. And now you are going to wake up, my friend, 10 years from now and be a much, much better version of yourself. And you're going to look back and say, I'm so glad I decided to say yes to taking care of the beautiful machine. And that's why we always go back to, man, you elites, you're welcome in the arena, but we didn't design it for you. We designed it to completely improve and change the fitness culture. It's happening. And it just so happens that the elites absolutely love it as well. And we love that, you know, it is celebrating fitness for all levels. And we get pretty freaking excited. You guys have probably watched some of those live feeds. There's some of them. Where was it? It was Jacksonville. Oh my gosh. When those girls, when Tara Jackson and Chris Roglowski were going head to head, and it was like, it was out of this freaking world. Those lead changes, and Lauren was there, and Lauren had the lead going into zone six or seven, and Chris and Tara passed her. It was like, that was one of the most, that's some of the most fun, exciting things I've seen in a long time. So we love all levels.
Well, so you got Deck of Fire, Deck of Series, Deck of Championship. Honestly, man, that's a lot of stuff going on. That's amazing. I'm super excited to take part in all of it. I just need Deck of Canada.
Yeah.
And we'll get there.
Are you guys, are the gyms, what's the gym status with right now in Canada?
Yeah, everything's back open now. You have to show your vaccine passports, but
okay.
All open.
So I'll, you know, I always have my sales hat on.
Yeah.
If there's any gym that, you know, most gyms are realizing that, oh, wow, DECA works for just about anybody. I mean, have you ever heard of Anytime Fitness? It's the largest gym chain in the world. I don't know how popular it was up there. We have about 7 or 8 Anytimes that have bolted us on. We have every type of, we have CrossFit boxes that have bolted us on. And because we designed it, it's, if you look at the Orange Theories and the F45s, I love that. And you look at CrossFit, that's kind of all encompassing who you are. Well, what Jared and I said is like, wait a second, there's for every one of those, there's 15 others in that community doing amazing things. And if we are a bolt-on accessory that enhances what you're doing, now it's like, and we're providing an amazing ROI. You're making some great mailbox money. You're improving member retention and lead generation. I can tell you, gyms aren't leaving, guys. We haven't had any gyms leave once they're on. But what I was getting back to my point, if you have that gym that you think it might work for them, what I do is jump on Google Hangout calls or Zoom calls just about every day now, to the point where we'll have multiple gyms on there. And I just do a quick, and you guys are more than welcome to jump on. I just take them through a full A to Z 30, 45 minute talk and just tell them everything that we provide and the process and how everything works. I am radically excited to get our first. We're going to throw a freaking kegger when we get our first Canadian gym. I mean, well, I'll be around the keg. We're going to freaking throw a keg party. We get that first Canadian gym. I'm so pumped for that because I know it'll just, it'll create that FOMO. And I want what we have here. You know, right now, when you look at our gym finder map with well over 100 affiliates, you look at almost major markets, there's one or more DECA gym there. So maybe it's 15 miles across town. So it's not conducive for you to call that your home gym, but now at least it's really super simple for you to go participate in all their events. Like in Austin, we had one in central Austin, then northern Austin, now south Austin. You know, now what starts to happen is like all of a sudden the North Austin folks now is, I mean, I'll tell you, this happens. I at most gym events now, you end up having to tell a gym no, because you can't affiliate with us, because what we do is, you know, we average probably 10 to 15 gyms will come participate in that affiliate gym. Well, some of those gyms are within the 3 mile radius of protection that we like to give our gyms. I mean, if you're downtown LA or New York, we can't give you 3 miles, but in most areas, suburban areas, we're going to say, hey, you own your 3 mile radius. You get to be a differentiator now by having DECA. So you've protected yourself from those 5 or 6 other gyms that might be in your area. So there's a little bit of FOMO going now where, you know, some people come and they enjoy it. It's like, I want in, and I have to literally go check the map and see where they're located.
That's crazy. I think I like the biggest part I like about that is that, like you say, you have all these other gyms. They don't have to change who their gym is. They don't have to change everything about their gym. It's just, like you say, it's a bolt on, it's an add on, an added service thing. And that's what I like about that. It's far less intimidating, I would think, for a gym owner to just add it, as opposed to all of a sudden, okay, I'm not Joe's gym anymore. I'm DECA gym. Now I'm Joe's gym with DECA.
You know? Yeah. And I did a major disservice to our team. I just said, like 3 or 4 times. And it's a big freaking we now. We've actually had the opportunity to build a pretty freaking amazing, strong team. And it's real. We have some true professionals helping Jared and I are scattered all over the place. We have some people that actually keep us in line now, and we're doing well. But yeah, man, you nailed it. It's we are 100% designed to simply improve the greatness that you already have started there and allow you to put on awesome events, allow you to put that Spartan umbrella, put that big banner on your wall, the Spartan Deco umbrella, and lean in on the brand as hard as you want to lean in on it. And a lot of OCR gyms, really and truly, that we've had a lot of OCR gyms, because here's the thing. I love all fitness, but OCR gyms, CrossFit gyms, they have an optics problem. And about 80% of communities, give or take that number, I love to throw stats out there loosely. About 80% of people, give or take, are like, I ain't dare stepping in that gym because what they do in there scares the piss out of me. Well, what DECA provides them is they start to hear about DECA from other people. It's like, whoa, 2 or 3 times a week, they do actual DECA workouts. And just like we designed the DECA zones, the workouts, you bring, today we're going to focus on 5 zones and put some auxiliaries. Light bulb moment. There's nothing in there that I have to be taught how to do. It's super rudimentary movements based on things 2,000 to 3,000 years ago that weren't exercise. It was just rudimentary movement for survival. Well, that's what the DECA classes look like. So there's no barrier of entry. There's nothing scary for that person that's 80 pounds overweight and unfit and kind of a little bit of a hot mess, but they're excited to get on board the fitness train. It's a perfect class for them. And guess what? This competition is perfect for you as well. So we really improve the optics. And I've had a couple CrossFit boxes and OCR gyms like, hey, that's one of the reasons we could tell that we've got, we have 100 diehards that love us, but we have trouble pulling in some of these other people that like, they're scared of what we do in here. And DECA helps soften that a little bit.
I love it, Yancy. Beth, do you got anything else for today?
No, thanks so much for talking to us, Yancy. I'm really excited to get going on this DECA fire thing. So Dave and I are going to do a little competition.
Oh,